Living in North County, San Diego, one of maybe my biggest struggles is all the awesome vehicles I see around, right? The amount of Sprinter vans that are just like dialed in Encinitas, or the big trucks or the off-road Jeeps. I've always kind of been drawn to the desert scene where you have these light bars that you, as soon as you flip those things on, you can see for miles all around you. And I find it funny that the scripture uses this light analogy in Psalm 119 to say that the word, it's a lamp for my feet and a light on my path. But the problem with a lamp on my feet is it really only gives me the next step and what's right in front of me. And Galatians chapter 5 says that we're free. It says it's for freedom that Christ has set us free. And a lot of the times in my life and my walk with Jesus, I want that freedom to look like knowledge of what's next. I want to know what God has for me. And Galatians 5 sets up this tension that exists in my life, that it kind of feels like pushing a boulder uphill, that every time I let go or let back on that boulder, that it seems to roll backwards on me. And in Galatians chapter 5, verse 13, it says, "You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free," right? It introduces this concept of freedom again. It says, "But do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, you're free to serve one another humbly in love." And then it uses the word walk in verse 16, walk by the Spirit. And all throughout the New Testament, this word walk is going to show up to, it's going to connotate your regular pattern of life, right? It's the daily uphill push of that boulder, almost keeping a beach ball underwater. And the second that you let go, it pops up and it's going to say, "Walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what's contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They're in conflict with one another to keep you from doing what you want to do." And in my own relationship with Jesus, when I want the light bar to come on and for me to just see the path forward, to go, what does it look like to walk in a healthy relationship with you? Scripture introduces the concept of walking. Your word, His Spirit, it's a lamp for my path. It's a light right in front of me to go, hey, day in and day out, walk by the Spirit. I love the way Ephesians 5 says it. It says, "Be very careful how you live each day, not as the unwise, but as the wise." It says, don't get drunk with wine. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. It's using this concept of dailiness to go to walk with Jesus means every day I clothe myself. Every day I lean into the Spirit. Every day I simply pray, and not a these and thous prayer, but a talking to the person who loves you the most, opening up scripture and saying, "Would your word be a lamp for today? Would your presence be enough for me in this moment, in this minute, in this hour?" And for me, when I want a shortcut to pretty much everything, and when I want to life hack a relationship with Jesus, I love that I'm free to do what? Serve one another humbly in love. And as I serve, I mean, there's going to be a battle, a tug of war between flesh and spirit. Would the Spirit win today because of my walk? Not my sprint, not my Jeep down the road with a light bar, but simply a walk going, all right, God, one foot in front of the other. What I do today by the Spirit and not by the flesh. Would that be encouraging you for today? Not discouraging to go, oh, how do I do today? But man, I get to do today with the Spirit of God. And when I walk by the Spirit, the flesh won't win. Thanks, Dosers. We'll see you tomorrow.